Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 11, Pure Bhakti Defined. After speaking in this way about devotional service, Lord Chaitanya begins to describe to Rupa Goswami devotional service and its symptoms. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmanya navratam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktir uttama. In pure devotional service, there can be no desire other than the desire to advance in Krishna consciousness. And in Krishna consciousness, there is no scope for worshipping any demigod or any other form of Krishna. Nor is there room for indulgence in speculative empiric philosophy, nor indulgence in fruitive activities. One should be free from all of these contaminations. A devotee should accept only those things which are favorable to keep one's body and soul together, and should reject those things which increase the demands of the body. Only the bare necessities for bodily maintenance should be accepted, for by minimizing bodily necessities, one can primarily devote one's time to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy names of God. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Pure devotional service means engaging all the senses of the body in the service of the Lord. At the present moment, our senses are all designated because the body itself is designated. So consequently, we think that this body belongs to a particular society or to a particular country or particular family. And in this way, the body is bound up by so many designations. Similarly, the senses belong to the body, and when the body is subject to such designations, so also are the senses. Thus, the senses engage themselves on behalf of family, society, nation, and so on. And when they are so engaged, they cannot cultivate Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the senses must be purified, and this is possible when one purely understands that he or she belongs to Krishna and that one's life also belongs to Krishna. The devotee should see one's identity as that of being eternal servant of Krishna. In this way, one can engage the senses in the service of the Lord, and such engagement is called pure devotional service. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 11, Pure Bhakti Defined. Recorded May 18, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.